Proclamation number 9015, dated the July 15th, 1965. Pre-Adamites. Long before the first human beings lived on Earth, who were equipped by God with free will and intellect, human-like living creations whose task it was to make the Earth habitable for the succeeding human race already existed. They did the work instinctively, i.e., driven by natural law. In order to sustain themselves, they gathered fruit, harvested field products and built dwellings for themselves. They did everything which instinctively was of benefit to them. Yet they could not be held accountable for their actions, for they were not yet embedded by a soul which contained all the minute particles of a fallen original spirit. These beings were already very much like human beings. They had the same bodily form, yet they were neither self-aware nor able to communicate with each other. Only their desire for self-preservation was strong, and they often lived to a great age. In a manner of speaking, they were of service to creation by contributing towards changing the Earth's surface, which became ever better prepared as a suitable abode for the needs of human beings. However, these beings were not yet given a task. They merely served the still imperfect original spirits as a final opportunity to mature, which they then were to continue as a human being with free will and intellect. Hence these prehistoric people, the pre-Adamites, could not be considered real human beings, for their nature, their appearance and their every activity was more in line with an animal, which is still far behind in its development. Only the form was similar to a human being. This is why later people named these living creations prehistoric man, but which could not be compared to the human being in possession of free will and awareness, which he was also meant to use intellectually in the right manner. Nor can it be said that the human being evolved from this pre-Adamite, since the human being was a new creation which God only externalized after many of the first original spirits awaited their embodiment. The prehistoric being was one of many creations which all had to serve their purpose of preparing an abode for the later appearing human being that would guarantee him a carefree earthly life. The pre-Adamites were those human-like beings which could not be held responsible because they lived instinctively, like animals, who lived on Earth long before human beings, who were not self-aware and could only live in groups, who thus could only be found where human beings would later settle, for whom they prepared the specific area with their consistent activity. This was the being's innate characteristic and expressed itself by cultivating large areas of fields, by systematically sowing essential substances and by harvesting such stretches of land. They did this entirely unconsciously, resulting from a natural instinct of self-preservation. They fought each other and the stronger won. And thus they also contributed to the fact that constantly new spiritual beings incarnated themselves, if only for a brief period of time, to prove their strength, when more or less strong impulses asserted themselves which gradually weakened the longer they lived and then also slowly attained the maturity which enabled them to enter their final embodiment as a human being. Thus human-like beings had already existed long before the first human beings, but they cannot in any way be related to the real human beings. They were comparable to them in their external shape, but they existed like animals, in their instincts as well as in their manner of procreation, which evolved in line with their soul substances, and were one of the many works of creations which disappeared again after they had completed their earthly task. Thus the beings no longer required such creations, and they subsequently became extinct like so many creations which Earth had sheltered for a while in order to make place for new creations. But it cannot be said that the modern human being evolved from these prehistoric creations, Rather, he was and is a new creation, endowed with free will and intellect, which then had to prove itself. Thus he also received his self-awareness again. To what degree the pre-Adamites could also use a certain amount of intelligence merely depended on the degree of maturity of their embedded soul particles which, however, were unable to think and only expressed their intelligence through their active work, thus unconsciously. This activity nevertheless produced the greatest works of wonder, as can often be seen in nature that paths were created for these beings to reach one another, that they created gorges and underground passages and thus created the first prerequisites for the human race so that the latter could then live the right kind of life when the time had come for the first original spirits to embody themselves as human beings. The more people spread original spirits away to embodiment, the more the prehistoric beings began to disappear which, however, only ever happened in stages, until the human race began to populate the earth and their probationary period began, when every once fallen original spirit had to prove itself, and therefore the human being has to be equipped with self-awareness, intellect and free will in order to travel the path across earth which will lead him again to the Father from whom he once originated. Amen.